जय ओम विष्णु पाद परमहंस प्रियाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सत्य सुषमाश भक्त वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णु पाद परमहंस प्रियाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सत्य सुषमाश श्री भक्त सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज प्रभुपाद की अनंत पूज्य भाई श्रीवृंद की ग्रंथ राजकुमार भागवतम की जय गौर भवनंदे All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the Lord Sri of Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय This afternoon's text is from Srimad Bhagavatam, and there's a reason that text is chosen, because it connects with the activities this past week, and it will be made clear to you later on. But right now, the text is Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 1, and the chapter is entitled Questions by the Sages. Text 16. So, Canto 1, Chapter 1, Text 16. Please repeat. Ko va bhagavata tasya punya shlokehya karmana shudhi kamo na Srimyudya Yasa Kali Malapaham Kova Bhagavatastasya Punya Shukidya Karmana Sudhi Kamona Srimyudya Yasa-kali-malapaham Please repeat. Ka-u-va-rather Bhagavata of the Lord Tasya his Punya virtuous Shloka India Worshipable by prayers. Karmana deeds. Shuddhi Kama. Desiring deliverance from all sins. Na not. Shinuya does hear. Yasha glories. Kali, of the age of quarrel. Mala Abraham, agent for sanctification. Translation by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Who is there desiring deliverance from the vices of the age of quarrel, who is not willing to hear the virtuous glories of the Lord? Please repeat. Who is there
desiring deliverance
from the vices of the age of quarrel,
who is not willing
to hear the virtuous glories of the Lord. Prabhupada, by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. The age of Kali is the most condemned age due to its quarrelsome features. Kali Yuga is so saturated with vicious habits that there is a great fight and the slightest misunderstanding. Those who are engaged in the pure devotional service of the Lord, who are without any desire for self-aggrandizement, and who are free from the effects of fruitive actions and dry philosophical speculations, are capable of getting out of the estrangements of this complicated age. The leaders of the people are very much anxious to live in peace and friendship, but they have no information of the simple method of hearing the glories of the Lord. On the contrary, such leaders are opposed to the propagation of the glories of the Lord. In other words, the foolish leaders want to completely deny the existence of the Lord. In the name of secular state, such leaders are enacting various plans every year. But the insurmountable intricacies of the material nature of the Lord, but by the insurmountable intricacies of the material nature of the Lord, all these plans for progress are being constantly frustrated. They have no eyes to see that their attempts at peace and friendship are failing. But here is the hint to get over the hurdle. If we want actual peace, we must open the road to understanding of the Supreme Lord Krishna and glorify Him for His virtuous activities as they are depicted in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. Om Agnati Viranyasya Jnana Jnana Shalakaya Chakshu Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mayam Radati Swa Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupa Sagajatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadhvaitam, Sabhadutam, Parijana, Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Sri Radha Krishna Pada, Sahagana Lalita, Sri Vishakam Vitamscha, E Krishna Karuna Sindhu, Vina Bandhu Jalapate, Gopesha Gopika Kata, Radha Kata Namostate, Tata Kanchana Gorandi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Rishabhanu Sute Devi, Paramamini Hari Priya, Vancha Kalpa Tudrishya Vipashinka Evacha Vitana Pavaleyo Vaishnaviyo Morma Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Subhashari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnu Padaya Vishnu Krishnaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Ki Namo Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunyavari Paschatyadi Sitarni Namo Mahaparanyaya Krishna Prima Padayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namni Gura Chachayamaha Ananda Namaya Vigrahaya Himadaya Vigraha Chavishundaraya Tasmi Mahaprima Rasa Padaya Chaitanya Chandaya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandaya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandaya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandaya Namo Namaste Hare Krishna. So, the text again, you don't have to repeat this translation. Who is there desiring deliverance from the vices of the age of quarrel, who is not willing to hear the virtuous glories of the Lord? Hare Krishna. So, this is from Srimad Bhagavatam, Questions by the Sages, that is the title of the chapter. And so, the sages at Naimisharanya are the ones that are speaking. They have invited Sutta Goswami to take the high seat of the Vyasa-sama and relate Srimad Bhagavatam as he heard it on the banks of the Ganges from Shukadeva Goswami. Tell them what happened there and how Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken and the questions asked by Maharaj Pariksit. So they were very eager, the sages were very eager to hear. And they, in the texts before, so before they even said this, they were very much praising Shukadeva Goswami as a very elevated devotee qualified to talk about Srimad Bhagavatam, to sing the glories of the Lord through Srimad Bhagavatam. So the translation here, the text itself says, who is there desiring deliverance from the vices of the age of quarrel, who is not willing to hear the virtuous glories of the Lord? So what they're saying is two things that go together. If a person desires to be delivered from the troubles given by this age, this Kali Yuga, the age of quarrel, then this person should be willing, not only willing, but eager or greedy to hear about the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the glories of the Lord. The pastimes of the Lord are virtuous. The pastimes are all transcendental. As it said in the Shastra, one who understands that the birth, the activities, everything about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when he comes to the material world, are all transcendental, that person is already liberated. You understand that. There is nothing material about the Lord's activities. He operates with his superior energy. His inferior energy is there, but as we know, it says in the Shastra, they are separated. The inferior energy is a separated energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is done by Maya in terms of Mahamaya, the activities. There's Yoga Maya and Mahamaya. Yoga Maya relates at the transcendental level and Mahamaya at the material level. That is, Kali is the one that's been assigned as the deity, so to speak, of the material energy. And so those who want, the people who desire deliverance, to get away from the problems or vices, there's virtue and then there's vice. What's good or auspicious and what's inauspicious? What's inauspicious was the vices in the modes of passion and ignorance. And that is quite dominant. Passion and ignorance are very dominant in the age of Kali. And many people, including the population here in the United States, know that there is something wrong, but don't quite know what is wrong or who to point fingers at. The easy person to point fingers at is the President of the United States, because obviously he is the leader. But the President does not run the whole country by himself. There are many, many, many other people too in different departments who also make decisions. In fact, things are set up by U.S. law that even sometimes when the President makes a decision, his decision can be overridden by senators, by Congress people. So he vetoes and there's an overriding of him. So obviously he doesn't have the final say, whoever is president. But there is a general feeling that something isn't quite right. And people are trying to find ways of ingratiating themselves and satisfying themselves. What they know is sense gratification. So the thought is, the more sense gratification that people involve themselves with, somehow they're going to be happy, or at least forget the troubles for a temporary period of time, for a short period of time. Forget the troubles of trying to live here in this Machaloka, this particular planet. There is one person who is a personality, I won't actually name him, but he has a radio show, Monday through Friday, 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock, so you probably know who he is. If you know that time, you probably know who he is. Very wealthy, $280 million a year in salary. So, obviously he's got enough money, more than enough money. Now, in his one radio show, people do send emails to the show. So sometimes he reads the emails out, their questions, and they answer the questions. So somebody asked him a question about wealth, and the question was, does wealth solve everything for you? He asked specifically him, because he knew he was wealthy. And his answer was, yeah, I'd rather be wealthy than not wealthy, but wealth doesn't solve everything. It definitely does not. He says it helps. It helps in one way, that if you have a lot of wealth, then things that you desire, you can get with the wealth. That's there. Every rich person understands that. If you want to get something, you don't go into anxiety of how to get it. They just arrange to get it. But does that give them happiness? The answer is no. Temporarily, they may be satisfied to get whatever they want. But lasting happiness, you can't get. Because lasting happiness is not about life in the material world. It's not about that. Lasting happiness, or even lasting satisfaction, comes from within, comes from the soul. And the soul's business is Krishna consciousness. So in this text, the sages are saying, if we want to be delivered from the inauspicious activities of the age of quarrel, then we should be willing to hear the virtuous glories of the Lord. Beginning from Bhagavad Gita, the Lord himself spoke Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna 5,000 years ago, but 5,000 years ago was the last time the Lord spoke it. He had actually spoken it much, 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 much earlier, millions of years earlier, to the sun god. And the sun god instructed his son, so the Lord had already spoken. So Prabhupada, when he actually preaches about that, he said that the Lord went to the sun planet, and he was making the comparison, because people look at fire, sun is fiery, they look at the sun and they think, since we can't survive in fire, that there must be no living entities in the sun planet. And he was making the point, Vibhishwan is the head of the sun planet. So just like we have living entities, we see living entities in the water, in the aquatics, and then living entities who are living on the earth and breathe the air in the earth. So those kinds of things, we already know that those are the five elements. So the earth and fire and water and air and ether. So if ether is also called space. So if people live on the earth, people live in the water. Entities live in the water. And entities can breathe air. Then why can't entities be in fire? Why should fire be an exception? He was making a point. Okay. So yes, there are entities that are very comfortable in fire because they have fiery bodies themselves, just like we have earthly bodies. The bodies that the elements are in the body of a person can also be found in the earth. So he was making that point. But he stayed on it for quite a while in that particular lecture to make the point that that's there. So anyway, Vibhishwan heard about this from the Lord Vedas. And Srila Prabhupada, the Prabhupada is saying, the age of Kali is the most condemned age due to its quarrelsome features. The age of Kali is the most condemned age because the misunderstandings break out much more easily than in other ages. Now, we know that much of the Mahabharata unfolded in Dwapara Yuga. Much of Mahabharata, in fact, the whole Mahabharata unfolded in Dwapara Yuga. It wasn't Kali Yuga. So even in Dwapara Yuga, there are situations where misunderstandings break out. So Srila Prabhupada concludes that Kali Yuga is so saturated with vicious habits that there is a great fight at the slightest misunderstanding. The whole planet is set up for a great fight. Now the only thing that needs to happen is the slightest misunderstanding. But it's already set up for a great fight. And what's termed the Cold War, that's still going on. The Cold War is when one country makes some weapon that is the most destructive, and another country decides that they want to match that or make something more destructive than the last one, or counter the effects of that particular new weapon that's been made. So money is being spent on, you know, armaments on both sides. Not both, now it's more than what it used to be, Soviet Union in the United States, but now there's other involvements too, like China, for example. So many of these weapons are pointed at different countries, and they're going through tests to see the effects of it, and devastating type weapons have now been manufactured at great expense, I might add, great expense for the countries that have done this. Partly all of the countries who have done this beginning the Cold War are now in trouble financially, because so much of it has been spent making these weapons. Now, Sir Prabhupada has made the statement that when the weapons are made anywhere, they get used. Weapons are not made, when the idea is just to have it there, so that they show the strength of that particular country. Sri Prabhupada is making a point that see, Krishna controls everything. They may think they have their big egos and they make decisions about how strong they're going to be and how they're going to operate in this world, trying to control the world. But Krishna could practically laugh at them. Mother Bhumi is already laughing at them. But Krishna could laugh at them easily too, because he's in the heart of everybody. So final decisions are not made by them. Krishna controls everything. So if he wants to wipe out the demons, he can set one against another and wipe them out. So they're preparing, but they're preparing for their own demise. But they don't know that. They're thinking that they have more power. So this is Kali Yuga. Not much good thinking about how to be compassionate to people and even to other living entities. So many cows are being slaughtered, and Srila Prabhupada said the effect also comes on us. Those who eat cows, will cows that have been slaughtered, they will also go through a situation where that type of lack of compassion will be shown to them also. So there is no free lunch. Srila Prabhupada says the leaders, instead of hearing the glories of the Lord, they are opposed to the propagation of the glories of the Lord. In other words, the foolish leaders want to completely deny the existence of the Lord. Deny the existence of the Lord. They are making all kinds of plans every year for that type of aim to propagate it. But as Srila Prabhupada says, by the insurmountable intricacies, the complexities of the material nature of the Lord, all these plans for progress are being constantly frustrated. And I heard, or actually read on YouTube, one incident that had to do with the U.S. Naval fleet in one part of the world. And obviously they are all over the place trying for dominance. I'll just say this little thing here. The reporters that reported, well, are actually American reporters. It's not even like some of these other stations that are in other countries that beam around the world. This is American reporters that reported this. That there was a Russian fighter jet that flew close to where the carriers, the big carriers, the American planes and so on were. And they already seen that it was coming. But by their technology, they also realized that plane did not have any weapons on it. So they didn't attempt to shoot down the plane because the plane didn't have any bombs on it. The plane got closer and closer and closer, and they were wondering, why is the plane coming right at us? And it doesn't have any weapons. Now, when it got quite close, a few hundred yards away, then all of the instruments that on the carrier, on the ship, that the U.S. was using to track That particular fighter jet went blank. They lost everything on the computer, electronically. They couldn't trace the fighter jet. So the fighter jet came close, and it went around the carrier, the cruiser, as they call it, went around, and it circled, as they say, it circled 12 times. And then it went away. Just to make the point that we got something that can deliver all, I mean, render all your electronics useless. So you are ready to fire at us, but we can just cut everything off. And this is what was reported. And the reporter ended by saying, back to the drawing board, United States. That's how he ended. So this is going on. One person makes this, one country makes this, the other country makes this, until the Maha War finally kicks in. But this is what's going on. So, Sri Papa says, all the plans for progress are being constantly frustrated. Literally, one is doing that to the other. Now, they have no eyes to see that their attempts at peace and friendship are failing. Actually, there is no trust. But here is the hint to get over the hurdle. Sri Papa puts it here. If we want actual peace, we must open the road to understanding of the Supreme Lord Krishna and glorify him for his virtuous activities as they are depicted in the pages of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So Sri Papa is saying, the peace formula is taking the time to understand Krishna consciousness and live Krishna consciousness, glorifying the Lord for his virtuous activities as they are described in the Shastra. So in the Shastra we are told the Yuga Dharma is the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So interestingly enough, so much money, so many brains, so much equipment is being spent to try to have some sort of peace which is very flimsy and can be broken at any time here on the earth. Yes, the Papa says, what you need to do, understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that he is the Supreme and we are servant of a servant of a servant, and glorify him, the Lord, for his activities. That's what it takes. So, where do we hear? Well, understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead is from hearing. Understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead is from hearing. Now, where do we hear from? We hear from the pages of the Shastra. Especially for us, the book that Srila Prabhupada wrote for saving the whole world is Bhagavad Gita as it is. Because there were Bhagavad Gitas before Srila Prabhupada translated and gave purport to the Bhagavad Gita we use. There were Bhagavad Gitas already. The point though was, those Bhagavad Gitas that were translated and the comments made there were not getting people who were reading it to connect to Krishna. Because the comments that were made in there were not really auspicious, Krishna conscious type comments. Until Srila Prabhupada wrote Bhagavad Gita, that's why he wrote as it is. With the explanation saying that Krishna to Bhagavan Swayam, he is the summum bonum, the topmost, the controller of all controllers, and that our position, insignificant position, was servant of a servant of a servant, and that's how we're going to be happy. The Hare Krishna Mahamantra was already there, but, and very few circles knew it, so Prabhupada popularized it more, and of course it was the time too, it was Prabhupada's time. So this is how fortunate we become now because of what Srila Prabhupada has done. And so since we have access to Bhagavad Gita as it is, it would be compassionate on our part to get as many people to also know the science of Krishna through these books. This is why Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj told his disciple, the founder and charter of ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada, when you get money, print books. That was his instruction. Print books. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness is through many, many, many trials and if you can add tribulations, through many trials have gone through growth process. Have gone through the growth process, spiritual growth process, and continued to go up and to go up and to go up and to go up. We see that sometimes challenges come, but challenges always give us lessons by which we can progress in Krishna consciousness. And so Srila Prabhupada was charged to come to the West and distribute Krishna consciousness in the English language, but he was also told to print books. And so when the society started, much of the work that was done by a good majority of the devotees was book distribution. It still continues to this day, and it is a cornerstone for success in any temple. When book distribution is added to the services, it's quite important. Quite important. And therefore, as this text says, who that wants to escape the vices of Kali Yuga wouldn't want to listen to the glories of the Lord? The glories of the Lord are in the books. And so book distribution is quite important as a service now, here and in other ISKCON temples. So that is the message when he gave this past week. I forget, what was the day? Thursday. Then the activity in Mechanicsburg, the devotees here had a book table and they distributed books. And so when this particular lecture is over, one of the members, as the president would explain, will be asked to come to talk about what happened in the book distribution. Hare Krishna. Alright, so we'll stop here. Any questions or comments? Srila Prabhupada ki Yantraj Shrimad Bhagavatam ki Jai Vithai Gaura Pemanani Jai Gaura